From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif is vowing to intensify counterterrorism operations in the wake of Sunday's deadly suicide bombing in the eastern city of Lahore that targeted Christians. At least 72 people, including some 30 children, were killed, 300 others wounded in the blast at a crowded park.
Meri behno aur bhaiyo, main aaj aapke samne
Mr. Sharif said he would avenge every drop of blood of our martyred people. He visited Lahore, where he chaired a security meeting, and visited hospitals where victims are being treated. A military spokesman says security agencies have conducted several operations based on initial leads, arresting a number of suspected terrorists and facilitators from areas in the provincial capital and two other cities of Punjab, but offered no details. The UN says it's received allegations of two new cases of sexual abuse by UN peacekeepers in Central African Republic. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric said Monday the latest cases raised the number of reported allegations of sexual abuse by members in CAR this year to 25. The first involves a member of the Burundian contingent.
The allegations are in connection with the alleged rape of a 14-year-old girl, which was first reported to the mission by UNICEF last week. In addition, there is also another new allegation of possible sexual exploitation implicating an yet unidentified member of the Moroccan military contingent. According to the information received by the mission, the unidentified peacekeeper engaged in an exploitative sexual relationship with a local adult woman in February of this year.
The UN has faced months of attention over allegations of sexual abuse by peacekeepers, mostly in CAR and Democratic Republic of Congo. This is VOA News. A man widely reported to be a main suspect in last week's deadly Brussels terrorist attacks has been released over a lack of evidence. Authorities said they had no justification to continue holding the man, identified only as Faikal C. He faced preliminary charges of taking in part in a terrorist group, terrorist murder, and attempted terrorist murder. Media reports suggested he may have been the third individual seen in an airport security camera video alongside two others who blew themselves up in there. The attacks, which took place last Tuesday at the Brussels airport and a train station, killed at least 35 and wounded hundreds. Cuba's aging former president Fidel Castro has written in state-run media that his opposition to closer ties with the U.S. in the wake of President Obama's historic visit to the communist island nation last week. In the article, he's quoted as saying, "We don't need the empire to give us presents." The 89-year-old Castro, who turned over power in the country in 2008 to his younger brother Raul, stayed out of sight during the Obama visit, the first by a sitting U.S. president in nine decades. White House spokesman Josh Earnest was asked to respond.
The fact that the former president felt compelled to respond so forcefully to the president's visit, I think, is an indication of the significant impact of President Obama's visit to Cuba.
The U.S. and Cuba reestablished diplomatic relations last July. The U.S. Monday welcomed the recapture of the ancient city of Palmyra by Syrian-backed forces Sunday, but insisted President Bashar al-Assad is not the face of the future in Syria. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
We do think it's a good thing that Daesh no longer controls it. That said, we're also mindful, of course, that the best hope for Syria and the Syrian people is not an expansion of Bashar al-Assad's ability to tyrannize the Syrian people.
He said we can't forget from the IS what the IS group did during its 10-month occupation of Palmyra, destroying what he called a part of human history and beheading a renowned archaeologist responsible for maintaining the ancient temples and artifacts that date back to Roman times. Seven suspected Somali pirates are said to go on trial in France Tuesday in connection with the 2011 hijacking of a French yacht in the Gulf of Aden. The defendants accused of killing the lone male aboard the catamaran, kidnapping his wife, who survived the ordeal, was rescued. The suspects, 25 to 32 years of age, face possible life prison terms. Uncertainty persists whether a girl taken into custody in Cameroon is one of the missing schoolgirls abducted by Boko Haram militants from the village of Chibok in northern Nigeria's Borno State nearly 2 years ago. The would-be suicide bomber was caught carrying explosives in Lamani in northern Cameroon Friday. Parents from Chibok were sent to Cameroon to try to confirm the identity of the girl, but she is currently undergoing medical treatment. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.